faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
It's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with amazing physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, wages a never-ending battle for truth and justice. Today, Superman is unaware that in the cabin of a houseboat on a river near Shanghai, China, his friends Bruce Wayne and Dick Grayson, who are really Batman and Robin, face the guns of Roger Kilfern and a giant Chinese.
Easy with those guns, Kilfern. They might go off.
They might indeed, Mr. Wayne. Particularly since I'm aware now that you and your young companion are spies.
Oh, us?
Yes. You're working with the United States Police.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
I have first a small task for you to perform, Mr. Wayne. After that, well, I'm certain I need tell you no more.
Gang, the swimming season is right around the corner. Soon the old swimming holes, the lakes, and the ocean beaches will have new fish added to them. Human fish who dive and duck in the water as if they had fins instead of mere arms and legs. Well, as you know, swimming is good for you, and it's fun, too. Also, it's not dangerous if you use your head. But too many accidents happen every summer. Accidents that don't have to happen. So here are some tips on how to take care of yourself in the water. Some swimming know-how suggested by Soichi Sakamoto, a young Japanese-American who is considered one of the greatest swimming coaches in the world. Tip number one, when you get in trouble, keep calm. A panicky swimmer gets stiff and heavy, and that means he becomes sinkable. What's more, it's well to remember that the average good swimmer can keep afloat longer than he can keep walking on dry land without stopping to rest, that is. And the inexperienced swimmer can usually float around until help arrives. For instance, if your boat capsizes way out in the middle of the lake, don't get excited and try to swim all the way to shore. Keep cool and hang on to the boat until rescuers come. So just keep your head and you'll be okay. Plain common sense is your best lifesaver. Tip number two. If you ever get caught in a strong current or undertow, don't fight it. Keep in mind that it won't and can't drag you to the bottom. Let yourself go and permit the current to pull you until it's spent. Then strike out diagonally toward shore. Gang, later in this program, we'll give you some more vital pointers from Soichi Sakamoto, ace swimming coach. So be sure to listen.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
While Superman searched Metropolis for the agent of a gang which has been smuggling deadly radioactive diamonds into the country, Batman and Robin took up the search for the source of the amazing diamonds in Shanghai, China. There, posing as members of the underworld, they contacted a man named Roger Kilfern, who appeared to be a leader of the gang. And then they stepped into trouble. For during a rendezvous with Kilfern on his houseboat, the fat smuggler received a radio message from an agent in the United States who revealed that Bruce and Dick were working with the police. Drawing a gun, Kilfern said,
"You were clever, Mr. Wayne, but not clever enough. Now, I'm going to finish you and Grayson."
Meanwhile, thousands of miles away in Metropolis, Superman, disguised as reporter Clark Kent, was in conference with Police Inspector Henderson.
"Hello, Inspector. I dropped in to see if you'd received any word from the Shanghai police."
"Oh, not yet, Kent. Not a word."
"No? I haven't heard from Batman and Robin either. What about our Limehouse friend?"
"Who's that?"
"You know, the fellow who shot the Count before he could talk and got away with the diamonds. The red-headed Cockney."
"Oh, him."
"Yes. I think he knows where the stones are coming from."
"Sure, I think so, too. But so far, we haven't been able to pick him up."
"Uh-oh. We've got to find him, Inspector, yeah, and find him fast. Because, as you know, before the Count died, he said that a great many more radioactive diamonds would be smuggled into the United States."
I know.
"And unless we prevent that, the whole country will be in danger."
"Don't you think I know that, Kent? I've got every man in the department looking for that Cockney."
"Well, then..."
"And I haven't had a wink of sleep in 2 days."
"Neither have I, but I still..."
"Well, he couldn't have slipped out of Metropolis. We've been watching every road, every bridge, every ferry boat, every train, and every bus. So he must be holed up somewhere in the city."
"If you're right about that, Inspector, I'll find him."
"You will?"
"Yes. I've gone over the city in the last few hours, but I've only searched the most likely places where crooks might be expected to hide out. Now I'll give it the full treatment."
"Say, what are you talking about, Kent?"
"Maybe I'll tell you about it sometime, Inspector, but not now. I'll see you later.
Out of these clothes. Searching every room, every building, every stick and stone in Metropolis for that Cockney is a job for Superman.
And as tough a job as any I've ever tackled. But it's got to be done. There we are. All set. Now, up, up, and away! Leaping high into the sky, Superman streaks away in his Herculean task of searching every inch of the giant city for the red-headed Cockney, unaware that his friends Batman and Robin hold the key to the secret he seeks and are in dire peril of their lives. For at this moment, thousands of miles across the world, the dynamic duo in their guises of Bruce Wayne and young Dick Grayson stand in the luxurious cabin of Roger Kilfern's houseboat, held at bay by the guns of Kilfern and his giant Chinese henchmen.
Watch them closely, Zing. If they make one move, shoot to kill.
Yes, master.
If you and your big boy drop your guns, Mr. Kilfern, we can have it out man to man, two against two. How about it?
You're very amusing, Grayson.
I'll show you how amusing I can be if you'll put your hardware away.
Cut it, Dick. Now, look, Kilfern, you said you had a little job for us to do. Does that mean you want to make a deal?
Call it what you like, Mr. Wayne. Do what I want, and I'll promise you a quick, painless death.
How generous of you.
But if you refuse, you'll die slowly. And painfully.
How do you like this guy, Bruce? Listen, you...
Be quiet, Dick. What do you want us to do, Kilfern?
I want you to write a letter to the chief of police in Metropolis, telling him that the clue which brought you to Shanghai turned out to be worthless.
What?
I get it. You want to arrange things so that they rule out Shanghai as the source of the radioactive diamond. Isn't that it?
Well, not exactly. You see, Mr. Wayne, Shanghai is not the source of the diamond. It is the shipping point. But your reasoning is close enough.
Where do the diamonds come from?
From an island.
An island? What island?
That can't possibly make any difference to you.
By the same token, it can't hurt to tell me now, either, can it?
Ah, we're wasting time, Wayne. I want to send your letter to the Metropolis Police tonight, by airmail. You will say in your own handwriting that the Shanghai clue was a false lead, and that you and Grayson are returning to the United States at once.
Do you really think we'd do that?
That won't save your neck, Kilfern. When we don't show up in Metropolis, our friends will swarm down here and turn Shanghai inside out. They'll find the truth and you.
And your goose will be cooked.
Not at all. Shanghai is well known for its many unsavory characters. It'll be quite simple to make it appear that you were killed by thieves. Now, if you will just write that letter.
Bruce, you're not...
Wait, Dick.
You will find pen, ink, and paper on the desk, Mr. Wayne. Right over here.
Tell him where to get off, Bruce. Go on.
I'm waiting, Mr. Wayne. Believe me, you would be much better off to do as I say.
Go on, I wouldn't believe you on a stack of Bibles.
Dick, I think I'd better write that letter.
What? Oh, you're kidding, Bruce.
No, Mr. Wayne is much wiser than you are, Grayson. Come, Wayne, the mail plane leaves in an hour.
Don't do it, Bruce, please don't.
I've got to, Dick. Stand by for action.
Oh, okay.
No tricks now. Remember, Singh and I have you covered.
Relax, I know when I'm licked. Where's the pen and ink?
Right here. There's paper on the desk.
Okay. Now, you want me to address the letter to the Metropolis Chief of Police, right?
Right. Tell him that...
I know what to tell him. I'll just move this thing, if you don't mind, at the same
time. Oh,
let's
no,
go, Dick.
Yeah, man, the old playing tactic.
Shoot them down.
Hey, Kilfern, Dick. I've got big help.
Help! Well, that takes care of them.
Nice work, Dick.
Thanks, Pappy. Well, what now?
Now, let's get... Oh, here comes more of Kilfern's gang. Douse the light, Dick.
Right. It's down.
Up and at him, Dick.
Right, Bobby. Here, pal, have a sleeping pill.
Yeah, finish going, buddy. Dick, what's the knife?
Right.
Fighting like wildcats, Batman and Robin wade into the ferocious pack of Kilfern's men who flash knives and pistols in the darkness. We'll be back in a moment for the tense climax of today's episode. So, keep listening.
Gang, it isn't often you get a chance to learn about swimming from a man who turns out world champion. But Soichi Sakamoto, top-flight Japanese-American swimming coach, has given us some tips and water wisdom, so lend an ear. Never, warns Mr. Sakamoto, go into the water right after you've eaten. Always rest 2 hours after a meal before going in to swim. Because if you go in too soon, after having packed away a big lunch, you may get cramps that will double you up and make you completely helpless, even if you're a good swimmer. Here's another tip. Build yourself up gradually. Don't wham into the water right at the beginning of the season and start doing tricks. Remember that you haven't done any swimming all year, so just take your time. Save your showing off for late July or August. Otherwise, you might wind up giving a performance for Davy Jones. And finally, always use the buddy system. Don't go out alone. swim together with someone who is a strong swimmer. In that way, in case something happens to you, your buddy will be there to catch hold and give you a hand. And naturally, that works vice versa, too. It's safer and smarter to go with someone you can help and who can help you when the going gets tough. After all, the buddy system works all through life. Why not in swimming, too? We need buddies in almost everything we do. Lend a hand and get a hand. That's how it works. And just as we are better and happier because of our buddies, so is our country the better for friendly cooperation among all its people. For when America's citizens of every race and religion help each other and work together, America becomes even greater. So gang, go buddies in swimming and buddies in living. It's a system that always works out best for everyone.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
Knocking out Roger Kilfern and Singh, his giant Chinese, Batman and Robin switched off the light in the houseboat cabin as a half dozen of the smugglers' Oriental henchmen swarm into the cabin, flashing knives and guns.
How are we doing, Bruce?
Good enough. What's that gun, Dick?
I'll take this, baby.
I'll take this one like this.
Hey, I've run out of sparring partners, Bruce.
So have I. Wait a minute, I'll switch on the light.
Oh, well, bless my soul, Colonel Wayne. Look at all them darling little cutthroats sleeping so peaceful-like on the floor.
Cute, aren't they? Now, what the...
What's the matter?
Dick, where's Kilfern?
Why, I don't see him.
Come on, we've got to find him. Out on the deck. Hey, we drifted out into the river.
Uh-huh, but I still don't see Kilfern.
No, he must have come out during our scrap with those other rats and... Hey, Dick, look out there.
Where?
Over there. That man's swimming. He's almost ashore. See him?
Yeah. Hey, that's Kilfern.
Right. We can't let him get away. Strip down of your costume, Robin. We're going after him.
Right.
We've got to get him because he knows where those radioactive diamonds come from.
Yeah.
I'm all set. How about you?
All set, Batman.
Let's go, then. Dive in and swim like mad.
Look out, fish. Here I come.
Diving from the houseboat, Batman and Robin swim furiously toward the dark shore in pursuit of the fat smuggler of the deadly radioactive diamonds. Batman and Robin have escaped death. But will Kilfern now escape with the secret that threatens to endanger the entire United States? And what will come of Superman's relentless search for Kilfern's agent in Metropolis? There's rapid-fire action, suspense, and surprises in tomorrow's exciting episode, fellows and girls. So be sure to listen. Tune in, same time, same station, for Chapter 14 of The Secret of Meteor Island on The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics Magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time. Watch for the Superman Adventure Serial, soon to be shown at your local movie theater. This program came from New York. Stay tuned to your mutual station for the Adventure Parade, which follows in just a moment. And right after Adventure Parade, you will hear Tom Mix and his Ralston Straight Shooters. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.